Stephen Colbert downplays Department of Energy over report saying COVID likely came from lab leak, stay in your lane. By David Ng on February 28, 2023. CBS The Late Show host Stephen Colbert has joined the establishment media's effort to downplay the Department of Energy's recent report saying the COVID-19 pandemic likely originated from a leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Clearly unhappy with the study, Colbert, who has long supported Dr. Anthony Fauci, admonished the Department of Energy to stay in your lane. During the broadcast, the left-wing comedian did his best to try to discredit the report with a round of sarcastic humor. "Well, there it is. Chinese wet markets, you're off the hook," he said. "Let's order a round of pangolin poppers for the table. Can we get some civet fingers, please?" Colbert noted that the Energy Department oversees a network of national laboratories, some of which conduct biological research. No. That energy department. No biolabs until you've finished building your electric car charging stations. Stay in your lane. He added, "You don't see the Census Bureau building nukes. Watch below." Comedy Central's The Daily Show host Hasan Minhaj joined in the media pile-on. "I'm holding out until the DMV chimes in," he said. At the height of the pandemic, the establishment media dismissed the lab leak hypothesis as a right-wing conspiracy after then-President Donald Trump pointed the finger at the Wuhan Institute of Virology as a possible source of the outbreak. Since then, numerous officials and experts, including, have admitted the theory is plausible enough to warrant an investigation. In 2021, Stephen Colbert hosted fellow comedian Jon Stewart, who used his appearance to promulgate the lab hypothesis. Watch below. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.